Yeah, roger that. Well, that's why when people would ask me, would come to me and say, what's a good handheld, you know, that I should get or something? You know, I just try to tell them, look, man, the only handhelds I've ever owned are Baofengs. And my main Baofeng, like I said, it's been dropped, it's been kicked, it got flooded one time on the back porch when the rain started coming in sideways and I was in the kitchen. I didn't get out there in time really to grab, and that sun gun was underwater practically, and I popped the battery out, laid it face down in the kitchen sink, and just let everything drip out of it. Then wiped it all down and everything, popped the battery back in, and no problems. I still ain't had no problems with it. So I always just say the Baofeng is the way to go. Yeah, I'm on a DB20 right now. You could say it's an any tone, but it's a radio oddity. But when you first used to turn it on, it would say, welcome, any tone. But somebody out there told me how you can do something, and now when you turn it on, it says WSFZ793, and then it boots, you know, boots in the mode. So I love this radio, man. I paid $108 for it. It was on, people were saying, it's on sale, man, it's $80 or something. I went through and I looked, I couldn't find it. The radio was $108 and I bought it.